You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated joins us to take a look at the weather forecast. Can you discuss the series of rain events that have and will continue to maybe make their way across the United States and the Midwest in particular, please?
The storm systems that we've seen so far have been the beginning of a new wet weather pattern that will take us on through the weekend and into the early part of next week. But what's taking place at the same time that we've got this wet weather pattern is a ridge of high pressure is building up across the eastern half of the country. It's not going to be a strong ridge, but it is lifting the storm track to the north. And so we will likely see rain and thunderstorms occurring at higher latitudes as we go forward in this forecast period. There's also going to be a little bit of a stationary frontal boundary that will lie across the western Corn Belt that will keep most of the rain falling in a similar area for a number of days. This will likely be from Nebraska into parts of Minnesota and Wisconsin in particular. Those areas could see some heavy amounts of rainfall, maybe 1 to 3 local 4 and 5 inch amounts. This begins probably tomorrow or more likely on Friday and goes into the early part of next week. In the meantime, areas to the south and east of that will likely stay relatively dry, which includes central and southern Illinois, the southern part of Iowa, most of Missouri, eastern Kansas, down into the northern Delta. And then there'll be somewhat of a warm front that will lie somewhat stationary also across parts of northeastern Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio, where there'll be some other shower and thunderstorms occurring with a little less intensity. So a lot of areas in the Midwest will see rain, but the central and southwestern parts of the Corn Belt will probably stay relatively dry and see a warmer bias as well.
So does this alleviate some of the problems that we have had with some dryness developing in parts of the northwestern Corn Belt?
Absolutely. We're already seeing some erosion to that dry bias. Portions of Minnesota and Wisconsin have already seen some significant rainfall in this past week, and portions of Iowa have as well, though we still have dryness in east central and northeastern Iowa that still needs to be dealt with. I think over this next 5 to 7 days, we will manage to get more rain in there. But out of all the areas that are dry, probably the east central and northeast parts of Iowa and a few counties in northwestern Illinois will probably be a little more stubborn about breaking away from the drier bias, but they will get some rain, and we will see some improvement there as well.
Thanks so much, Drew. We do appreciate you doing the job today. Drew Lerner, of course, is with World Weather Incorporated, and that wraps up this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason. The Closing Market Report is a production of Illinois Public Media from the Urbana-Champaign campus of the University of Illinois. You can find us online at willag.org. That's willag.org.
Support for this market report comes from Country Financial, providing generations of Central Illinois farmers with crop hail insurance programs for individual producers, immediate family member, or tenant-landlord relationships. More information is available from your local Country Financial representative or at country-crop.com.